It's Morning Edition on WILL. Good morning. I'm Brian Moline. Well, as longtime listeners of WILL know, we've been without a talk show for a while on our airwaves. That's about to change, though. Coming in March, a new talk show will hit our airwaves, and the host of that show joins me in the studio. Nyla Boodoo is here. Nyla, good morning.
Good morning.
Very exciting times here at WILL. Before we get into some details of the show, let's learn a little bit more about you. Your last stop was at WBEZ in Chicago, where you did a wide variety of things for them, but just tell us a little bit more about your background.
Oh, thanks, and thanks for having me. My first job at WBEZ was actually as a business reporter, and I was traveling across the Midwest, down here a lot, actually, in Decatur, Springfield, doing reporting, documenting the industrial Midwest. So I did a lot of manufacturing reporting, also in Wisconsin and Michigan. And 2 years ago, I took over the afternoon shift on WBEZ, and that was a two-hour local daily show. And some of those elements you will soon see in the 21st when we launch.
Let's talk about what the show will be. I think it will be a show dealing with a lot of things that are pertinent throughout the state of Illinois and certainly here as well in Champaign-Urbana.
This show really builds on the fantastic legacy that WILL listeners will know from Focus. But what's different about this show is that it will actually be for the whole state. Mm-hmm. So when we launch, our main partner already is WUIS in Springfield. We'll be simulcast on the air in Springfield. And our goal is that this will be a talk show for the entire state of Illinois. So this is something for Illinois, by Illinois, for us to talk about, not just issues here, of course, things that happen that are of national and global significance. But I think from our perspective, the way that folks here want to have those conversations. And I think so much of the media that we see and hear and consume comes from the coasts. And this is a chance to supplement the fantastic reporting that's already been going on at WILL and stations throughout the state that are producing great public media content, to take that to another level at a talk show.
And let's talk about the name, the 21st. I know what it means because you've told me, but what is the 21st? What does it mean?
So the 21st we picked because Illinois is the 21st state, which if you don't know, you just learned. And our tagline is 21st Century Radio for the 21st state. And that's kind of our motto of how we're describing the show, because we really want this to also be a bridge between traditional call-in talk show formats as well as digital conversations that are happening, incorporating social media, really being able to see conversations that are maybe happening in isolation. I think sort of paradoxically, we know that lots of people are talking, but maybe they're talking within their own communities. And one of the things I love about public media is that we have always been a place where people of all different backgrounds can come and find common, rational, smart conversation. And that's what I'm hoping we'll be able to do.
And you mentioned, you know, you were a business reporter, your first job there at WBEZ. You've got a lot of background there. What are some of the topics you really enjoy discussing that we'll be looking forward to hearing here in the near future?
My background is business and the economy. So I can talk agriculture or manufacturing all day, but that's not what we'll be doing every day on the 21st. I really hope that we'll be covering everything from politics to arts and culture. I enjoy, personally, I'm a big kind of sci-fi geek, so I think you'll be hearing a little bit of science and technology as well. Those are things that I'm really interested in, and I think, obviously, things that are really important to our state.
Well, Nyla, now that you've been here in Champaign-Urbana for a little while, biggest difference between being here and your previous stop up in Chicago?
Well, there's two things that are my favorite differences. One is I love how warm and welcoming everyone has been. I've been here kind of quietly the past couple of months, and it's been really great to start to get to know people in the community, and I'm really excited about meeting people more. And my favorite thing is also the traffic, because there is none here. And I love that I can get from my home to the station, and there's really not an issue. I don't ever have to think about the Dan Ryan anymore, which is great.
Yeah, the Dan Ryan, the Eisenhower, the Kennedy.
Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah, you name it. Every named road in Chicago always had traffic issues. One other thing I wanted to ask you about too, Nyla, was you're obviously not putting the show together by yourself. You've got some great help behind the scenes with a couple of producers for the show as well.
We have a great team that we put together here. Our producers, Amanda Huntingfort, Tiffany Jolly, are also part of the show.
The 21st with your host, Nyla Boodoo. Nyla, thanks so much for your time. Look forward to hearing the show real soon.
Thanks, Brian. So happy to be here.